Hey, and welcome to the first episode of Tales of Love and Madness. I'm your host, Nabil, and today we embark on a journey throughout the intricate tapestry of family history and love. Grab a cup of coffee, tea, or your favorite beverage, settle in, and let's dive into the fascinating world of romance with a little twist of humor. As I delved into the pages of Incurable Romantic and Other Tales of Madness and Desire by Frank Tallis, memories of my own youthful love stories came flooding back. And what better way to explore these tales than by sharing a personal journey throughout the lens of fantasy novel romance tinged with the personal complexities of non-fictional history. Picture this, dear listener. A young boy eagerly awaiting the moment spent with his beloved grandfather. Oh, the anticipation. The butterflies that danced on my stomach as my mom would say, "We're going to see your grandfather." He was a man who saw no wrong in me. A king in his eyes. Those visits were a time of spoiling, of being treated like a favorite grandchild amidst a sea of cousins. We reveled in each other's company, leaving his friends behind as he dedicated himself to my happiness. His light green eyes peering into my soul as I recited ancient poems I had memorized after hearing them only a handful of times. But the magic didn't stop there. You see, I had a knack for reciting classical Arabic. A skill that earned me treats from family members, including my dear grandfather. Each visit, he would listen to my recitations, those green eyes gleaming with pride, before reaching into his pocket and bestowing upon me all the money he had. And in the morning, after his prayer at the mosque, he would make multiple stops to gather a few of my favorite treats. Sfinj, Rebi Jamila, Madeleine, these are Moroccan treats. Now, my connection to the Arabic language and its rich history deepened as I grew older. From primary school to fourth grade, my family and I moved across Morocco, settling finally in Ohio. It was there that my love affair with books and the complexities of family took root. Troubles at home and at school led me astray, and my refuge became the main library at the Ohio State campus. What a grand edifice it was, and on its fourth floor, a treasure trove awaited me, the world of Middle Eastern studies. Imagine the hallowed silence, interrupted only by the shuffling of ancient pages as I traversed aisle upon aisle of Arabic books. I would wake in the morning, go through the motions of preparing for school, and then change directions, walking miles to the university bus. It was my secret, my escape from the harsh realities of Ohio's winters. I immersed myself in the wonders of classical Arabic poetry, transported throughout time, allowing my imagination to absorb the pain and the suffering that often fueled the creative brilliance of those poets. The fourth floor of the Ohio State main library became my sanctuary, my solace. Rarely did anyone venture there, except for a middle-aged Jewish man who worked there, silently patrolling the aisles, with the whole floor to myself and thousands of books at my disposal. I embarked on a journey through the annals of history. Books published in Morocco, Cairo, and Beirut awaited my eager hands, whispering stories of Moroccan and Andalusian history that set my heart ablaze. And so in those hallowed halls, I stumbled upon the tales of Qais and Layla. It was as if the Arabian Peninsula in the 7th century came alive before my very eyes. I witnessed Qais, his tears flowing freely, walking barefoot throughout the Nejd Mountains as his mental state began to decline. You see, Qais had declared his love for Layla, but her father had rejected his proposal due to an ancient Arabic tradition. To mention a woman's name in a poem was considered shameful. The wonders of tradition, it led to some of the most exquisite poetry ever written. But Qais, bless his mad heart, would not be deterred. He offered Layla's father 40 red camels and all his wealth, but still, his beloved was denied to him. Seeking solace and understanding, Qais reached out to tribal leaders, hoping for help. Alas, every attempt failed, and to add insult to injury, Layla's father arranged her marriage to another man from the city of Taif in the Hijaz region. His name was Ward bin Muhammad. The pain. On a fateful night of celebration as Layla's impending marriage was hailed with joy, Qais lost his grip on sanity. He disappeared for days, only to resurface in the midst of a group of friends gathered around a bonfire. It was a strange sight, to say the least, but they agreed to let him join them, though awkwardness hung thick in the air. And then, in a moment that would forever be etched in their memories, Qais broke his silence with a poetic rhyme. بربك هل ضممت إليك ليلى قبيل الصبح أو قبلت فاها وهل رفث عليك قرون ليلى رفيف الأقحوانة في نداها كأن قرنفلا وصحيق مسك وصوب الغاديات شمل نفاها. Have you ever held Layla close, my dear, before the break of dawn, oh so near? Or have you kissed her lips so sweet as night's whispers in harmony meet? Did the moon witness your love's display like a delicate rose in a gentle sway? Did you catch the fragrance in the air as passion ignited beyond compare? Ward, Layla's newly husband, responded. Since you asked, yes, every morning. Can you imagine the awkwardness that must have followed? Yet, Qais, in a desperate act of despair, reached into the bonfire, his hand consumed by flames until he lost consciousness. Guys, this was only the beginning of Qais's tale. He continued to live a life of solitude, shunning human contact, wandering amidst wild animals in the wilderness, and conversing with his own torture mind. In one heart-wrenching encounter, he stumbled upon Layla's home, kissing the exterior walls in front of everyone, reciting words of love. أمر على الديار ديار ليلى أقبل ذا الجدار وذا الجدار وما حب الديار شغفنا قلبي ولكن حب من سكن الديار. Hey yo, I be cruising through Layla's hood, kissing this wall and that wall so good. It ain't about the hood, it ain't about desire, but loving the one who resides in the empire. See, it ain't about the place, it's about the heart. Love don't care about where you start. Layla got me feeling all kinds of ways. In these tents, love is where she stays. That was MC Qais bin Mulawah. For those of you who know me, that they know there was a phase in my life, especially when I was a teenager, I was trying to be a rapper as well. Here's a twist, especially when trying to translate Qais's poems, because Layla in Arabic means night. And I want you to pay, like, even if you don't understand Arabic, just pay attention to the Layla. You can kind of see it in this poem he recites. أعد الليالي ليلة بعد ليلة وقد عشت دهرا لا أعد الليالي وأخرج من بين البيوت لعلني أحدث عنك النفس بالليل خالية أراني إذا ما صليت يممت نحوها بوجهي وإن كان المصلى ورائيا أصلي فلا أدري إذا ما ذكرتها أثنين صليت الضحى أم ثمانية وما بي إشراك ولكن حبها وعظم الجو أعيا الطبيب المداوية وحب من الأسماء ما وافق اسمها وأشبهه أو كان منه مدانية. Night after night I count the nights again, living through ages, yet nights seem the same. I wander between the houses, hoping to find solace in the night with the thoughts of her on my mind. When I pray, my heart turns towards her, even if the direction of the prayer lies behind me. A blur, I pray, unsure if my supplication hold, were they two units or eight. Truth be told, it's not idolatry, but my love so deep, the intense longing. Where is my soul in sleep? I cherish a name that rhymes with hers, resembling her, or perhaps its destiny's course. We'll delve further into the captivating story of Qais and Layla, exploring the events that led to Qais's miserable demise and the enduring legacy of their tale. From its origins in Arabic literature, their story transcended borders, captivating hearts across the globe, from the Persians to the Urdu traditions to even reaching out the Far East. But that's not all, my friends. Brace yourselves for another tale of love and madness, intertwined in the realms of poetry and despair. In the same 7th century, another great poet emerges, Qais ibn Durayh al-Laythi al-Kinani, the mad lover of Lubna. Their story bears striking similarities to that of Qais and Layla, with one key difference. This Qais was able to briefly marry Lubna, only to be forced by his own family to divorce her, due to her inability to bear children. The heartbreak unleashed a torrent of madness within him, transforming him into a wild poet, wandering half naked and barefooted throughout the untamed wilderness. Meanwhile, Lubna, unable to endure life with her new husband, found herself trapped in a web of regret. But fate had its cruel way, for it was too late. Qais died alone in the wilderness, and soon after, Lubna followed him into the depth of eternity. And that's not all, my friends. We will uncover the tale of Toba and Layla al-Akhaliya, two souls bound by forbidden love. Layla, a beautiful female poet of the 7th century, found herself captivated by Toba, a renowned poet and a highway robber. The hearts intertwined after a fateful attack on her town, but societal barriers stood in their way. Layla's father, unbending in his resolve, forbade their union. Yet, their love burned brightly, as Layla's poured her emotions into her poetic verses, yearning for a life with Toba. But destiny had its own plans. As tragedy struck, Toba met his demise while attacking a caravan, leaving Layla devastated in a cruel twist of fate. She too succumbed to her grief, departing this world shortly after her beloved. Prepare yourselves for upcoming episodes that will take you on a roller coaster of emotions. Love, madness, and enduring power of poetry awaits in our next installments of Tales of Love and Madness. But please, if you find this content enjoyable, do share and leave a good rating. You see, as someone with ADHD, sitting in front of a computer recording and repeatedly hearing my own voice is a challenge. But with your encouragement, I will continue to create this content in English, maybe Moroccan Darija. Who knows, I might even surprise you with a short episode in Spanish just to brush up on my conversational skills. So until we meet again, adios amigos. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Tales of Love and Madness. I'm Nabil, your host, bidding you a farewell for now. Stay curious, my friends, and embrace the complexities of life.